This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for musical experiences that will help flood victims heal financially and spiritually, or a celebration as a modern dance company comes of age, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. Broadway, opera, and orchestral masterworks fill the bill as the New Orleans Opera Association and the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra join forces in concert to help flood victims. Joining me to talk about the arts care is Robert Lyle, director of the New Orleans Opera Association, and Lisa LaFleur, director of artistic programming with the LPO. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How are you reaching out to our neighbors west of New Orleans devastated by the recent flooding?
Charity begins at home. And in this case, arts organizations that live and work together wanted to combine to make a statement that we are sharing the difficulties that our colleagues and our neighbors are experiencing in this historic flooding.
The musicians of the Louisiana Philharmonic really embraced this concept immediately because they remember how much they really relied on outside help after Katrina 11 years ago. Doesn't feel that long ago for those who went through it. And the individual musicians who were here for it told their story last year. So it was actually timely to be able to have an opportunity to pay it forward and to volunteer their time, talents, and services and come together as a community to try to help those who are in now a very similar situation that they know too familiarly.
Right. And to tap into that idealism expressed by those symphony players, because many of their friends make their livelihood in the Baton Rouge area with their instruments and through their organization, the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra, which has also been invited to join this grand evening and has accepted that invitation. So we're combining large forces. We're combining the Louisiana Philharmonic. We are combining the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra and the resources of the New Orleans Opera Association with its large opera chorus, joined by NOVA, New Orleans Vocal Arts Ensemble, which is also active frequently as the chorus of the Louisiana Philharmonic. So what you're seeing is a great outpouring of generosity from individuals to try to help both individuals and institutions. And that caused us to discuss between our respective organizations what the goal would be. If you saw the list of agencies that emerged almost instantly from the appeal for help, then you saw the American Red Cross and you saw United Way and you saw various relief and social agencies, including food banks and things of that sort. And in office buildings and around the city, listings went up of agencies to which you could contribute. And so we felt that with the focus on those basic human needs being addressed by such large organizations, that we could try to find the most meaningful way to direct whatever resources we can toward this by looking at educational institutions, by looking at arts organizations, by looking at individuals with special needs, none of whom can function without some assistance in beginning a new academic year or a new performance schedule or something. So it is not a single organization that will be the beneficiary. And we were able to find out more about the creative relief program that has been administered through the Arts Council in Baton Rouge and connected with the Baton Rouge Foundation and supported by efforts here in New Orleans, and try to find meaningful contributions toward those organizations that really cannot function in this time without some outside assistance.
So now as you join forces, the LPO and the New Orleans Opera Association, tell us about the evening's entertainment and what we can look forward to.
You'll find some wonderful selections from the symphonic repertory, the opening piece being Jupiter from Holst's great orchestral suite, The Planets. Distinctive feature, apart from the sheer sonic excitement, is the nobility of the musical theme. And I think it's consistent with the choice that was made about the spirit of this relief concert, and that is that it should focus on a theme of hope and optimism. Now, obviously, any performance opportunity should have some entertainment component in it, and so we have some vivid selections from the world of opera, like the Toreador song and the Habanera and works of that nature, the Jewel Song from Faust, though those are display pieces for artists. But we also have that exalted orchestral movement, the slow movement from the Dvorak New World Symphony, the famous Largo that is known in American popular lore as Going Home, because so many versions of a song have been written using that noble theme. And, of course, housing being at stake here, we felt that that tied in nicely. So we have nice selections from the orchestral repertory and some from opera.
One area also, in addition to what Robert's described, is, you know, we could show off these two choruses well, the Anvil Chorus, which, oddly enough, whenever I saw that as a suggestion, I thought to myself, what is that translation? And actually, the words speak to our theme quite well of a community coming together and working together, just in a different context than the opera.
Rebuilding. But it fits
here. Yes, exactly. And that's an interesting prospect for New Orleans Opera Chorus and Nova Chorale to be able to join on that, and then as well for the Brahms Requiem excerpt, Wie lieblich ist deine Wohnungen. So how lovely is thy dwelling place? Again, something that's beautiful and consoling in nature. Those will be beautiful showcase pieces. We'll have our associate concertmaster, Ben Hart, is going to play the meditation from Thais that I think everyone will know and find familiar. So it should be a really lovely evening.
We have nice juxtaposition of pieces with grandeur, and then we have those poignant, wistful things that will cause the audience member to reflect upon either their good fortune or the misfortune that we are trying to help address. So I think it's a wonderful balance, a wonderful blend, and it also shows off the talents of a lot of native singers. We've turned to the wealth of Louisiana talent, and we have about 7 or 8 vocalists that will all be displaying their skills, too. Everyone from specialists in Broadway repertory like Leslie Caste, who's so well known here locally, to Sarah Jane McMahon, who is also very well known as a crossover artist from Broadway, to opera, to regional performers that are regular talent displayed by the New Orleans Opera, in addition to, as Lisa mentioned, concertmaster of the LPO playing the beautiful Meditation from Thais. So we're very happy that we had the depth of talent that we could turn to and say, let's do this, featuring Louisiana artists speaking to the needs of Louisiana.
In addition to the relief concert, how else can people donate?
Well, they can send checks. They can go to either the website of the Louisiana Philharmonic or they can go to the website of the New Orleans Opera. And what we have pledged is that 100% of the proceeds of this activity will, in fact, be dedicated to flood relief. Every player, every singer is donating their services.
In addition to the musicians on stage, what is really outstanding about this event is every stagehand and the stagehand union, Ace Enterprises, who operates Mahalia Jackson, has donated all of that rental and all of their staff time as well. It really is a combined effort.
We also have the generosity of media sponsors, and I want to publicly thank WWNO for being one of those sponsors.
Absolutely.
So we hope that it just can result in a significant gift, because so many people are giving so much.
Robert Lyle, General and Artistic Director of the New Orleans Opera, and Lisa LaFleur, Director of Artistic Programming with the LPO. Thanks.
Thank you, Diane.
The Arts Care, an evening benefiting flood victims in Louisiana, takes place Thursday, 7:30 p.m. at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. An award-winning young chamber ensemble formed in the days post-Katrina, Musaica, opens its 11th season next week with a focus on night. Joining me is violist and co-founder Bruce Owen and harpist Kathy Anderson. Welcome.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
As you approach season 11, let's look back at the formation of Musaica and move forward to today. Is it all you envisioned it would be?
Bruce was primarily the driving force behind the formation of the group. It was his vision for the group. He had been inspired by another chamber group that he has friends with.
Right. I have some friends who have a chamber music group in Nashville. They play in the symphony there. And I wanted to do that here, too. I love playing chamber music because it's an intimate setting and we can actually communicate more closely with the audience maybe than a big orchestra concert. And there's so much repertoire that I wanted to play and that I thought that people in the city, especially right after Katrina, would really enjoy hearing. I also know a lot of people who are composers, including one of our own members, Kathy's husband, David Anderson. We've done a number of pieces by him.
Is the ensemble all that you envisioned it to be now, 11 years later?
I think it's just gotten better.
I don't know that I had any idea where we would go. It was sort of an experiment in my mind to see what would be brought to the table, because each of the musicians gets to perform works of their own choosing and take directions that they want to go in. And there's been a lot of innovative world premieres, out-of-the-box type things, and then a lot of traditional warhorses of the repertoire, too, that everybody loves to hear and wants to do again and again.
The group has garnered several awards over the years.
Yes, we've gotten the Big Easy Award and been nominated a number of times.
Right, I think we were nominated at least 8 or 9 times for Best Chamber Music Concert of the Year or Best New Work of the Year. We're really happy to get that kind of recognition.
Who are the members of Musaica and where do they come from?
Our core members are members of the LPO and on the faculties of Loyola Tulane and the University of New Orleans School of Music.
Now, your new season, you're focusing on the night, that's N-I-G-H-T. Tell us about this theme and what we can look forward to.
We are tying together a season of varied music that all has a theme of evening. So our first concert is going to be vignettes of pieces that bring visions of quiet evenings, maybe soft breezes. We have Bonsoir by Debussy, which is actually based on a poem written about a summer evening. Other pieces that are just calming and soothing for reflection after the day's work.
And Kathy, you have a major role in this particular concert as a harpist. Tell us about the work you'll be performing.
The main work is a quintetto by Nino Rota. He's written a tremendous number of film scores, including
like
The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And something like 180 film scores. He's also written a lot of serious works and was a child prodigy in the early 20th century. And this particular work is for harp, flute, oboe, viola, and cello. It's in 3 movements, and it's just beautiful. His writing is very melodic, but very innovative, too. Different colors, different timbres and combinations of harmonies, sort of innovative, but always very enjoyable.
And you have several short works you'll be playing?
I'm also playing with Matthew Wright, who's trombonist in LPO, and this will be our first time playing together, so we thought we would do a lot of short transcriptions with harp and trombone. We're going to be playing some Debussy, Gentle Night, the Forêt Sicilienne, a Brahms intermezzo, also the Vocalise by Rachmaninoff, which is one of my favorite pieces of all time. I love to play a variety of music because the challenge is always to make it come to life.
We're giving Kathy a little bit of a break. The pieces that she's playing are going to be interspersed through the program. So one of the aspects of night that we're also celebrating is the joyful aspect of night. We're playing a couple pieces that are very upbeat, and one is the Max Reger Serenade for violin, flute, and viola. It's very joyful. And then sort of our blockbuster piece on the program is the Beethoven Quartet in E-flat Major, Opus 74, which is one of his middle period quartets. It's nicknamed the harp because it sort of is supposed to emulate what a harp sounds like.
A lot of pizzicato.
It's a lot of pizzicato.
And how else will you celebrate the night in future concerts this season?
The concert that we do in January, we're calling Go Gentle Into That Good Night as a goodbye tribute to Pete Wolbret, who was the man who recorded all of our programs from the beginning. He was a trumpet player who played in the New Leviathan Orchestra. He recorded the last concert that we did last season in April, and he died of cancer just a month later. As a tribute to him, we're playing works that he really loved. The J.S. Bach Double Concerto for Oboe and Violin, and the Mozart Adagio and Fugue for organ and string quartet. We will also play a piece by Arnold Bax, the Elegiac Trio, and Kathy should probably talk about the other piece we're doing, actually by Dave Anderson.
Yes, we're playing Dave's Elegy for Van, which is written for Louis Van Haney, who was a trombone teacher of his father. His father is a professional bass trombonist, Ed Anderson. And so when Mr. Van Haney passed, Dave wrote this in tribute to him. So it's a brass choir accompanying bass trombone.
And then we are finishing off our season in May with A Night in Vienna. The big piece we're doing is Franz Schubert's string quintet in C major. That's an unusual combination of one viol and two cellos.
What do you hope audiences will come away with after attending your season opener?
I know there's a lot of people really struggling out there, and we really understand that here in New Orleans, what it's like to have to recover from a flood. And so I was thinking that it would be nice to have an evening of just relaxing oral massage, where you just feel like the music is just going straight through all that tension and taking it away.
This is a place they can go and just escape.
Violist Bruce Owen and harpist Kathy Anderson, thanks.
Thank you.
Musaica performs Monday, September 12th in New Orleans at First Unitarian Universalist Church, and Tuesday, September 13th in Metairie at Mulholland Methodist Church. Both performances are at 7:30 p.m. and are free to the public. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. Native New Orleanian Lula Elzy, an award-winning modern dancer, choreographer, director, and educator, is celebrating a milestone. The Lula Elzy New Orleans Dance Theater is kicking up its heels for its silver anniversary. Presenting On With the Dance, Lula Elzy is here. Welcome.
Hello.
My, how time flies.
Yes.
What are your thoughts as you reach this milestone? 25 years.
Well, it was just funny because someone reminded us that it was 25 years. As a dancer, you try not to count the years. You just want to keep going. So it was fascinating to know that we made it this long.
So take us back in time. When and how did it all begin for you?
Well, believe it or not, I happened to be walking down the school with Victor Goines. And we had a conversation about doing something new for Christmas time. And he says, hey, Lula, Ellington has an arrangement of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. We should do that. And believe it or not, that's how the company started. Just by a conversation of trying to do something new for the holiday season.
And dancing itself, when were you first attracted to the art?
I was at Booker T. Washington School. New Orleans Center of Creative Arts were having auditions. They were just starting the school, I think it was the second year, and they were advertising with all of the English teachers. And I had an English teacher by the name of Miss Krappel, who says, Lula, you need to do something different. Here, all girls like to dance, go and audition for this school. And that's how it started.
And this was back in high school?
Yes, this was high school, 12th grade.
What was it about dance that kept your attention?
Oh, well, when I went to the audition, the teacher asked, how long have you been dancing? And I said, well, I've never danced. She said, how did you come up with this choreography? I said, well, I looked at some books, because I was always in the library, and I made all the pictures come to life. And so she said, my God, you have all this natural talent. You should do this. And I was like, really? I said, no, I'm going to college. I'm majoring in history and minoring in psychology. She said, but you're a really good dancer. And so I said, okay, well, I can give this a try.
And the career took you on
and
a tour?
It took me from there to, well, first of all, I was trying to find out where to go and learn, you know, and get more classes. And someone told me about St. Mark's Community Center. and they were doing African dance. So I did that for a while. Then I started meeting people who were taking other dance classes. We would meet at Kingsley House in a little room, and everybody would teach each other all the things they were learning. And so after that, I kept dancing, joined the Contemporary Arts Center in New Orleans. Then after that, I went off to the Alvin Ailey American Dance Center in New York. I did two of their scholarship programs. And from there, I went back to New York and did the Nat Horn Musical Theater Project and Jacob's Pillow from there. So it just kept going.
Tell us more about Nat Horn and how he influenced your career.
Well, Nat was teaching at the Alvin Ailey American Dance Center, and he was the jazz teacher. And he loved music, and he loved dancers, just really dancing to the music. And so one day he asked where I was from, and I said, New Orleans. And he said, come up here and dance with me. So I did, and from that point on, once he started his school, he invited me there for those classes. And then from there, we stayed together, and I became his assistant, going to Germany to help him with musicals. And from there, we remained friends and still are. And Nat just retired at the age of 84.
Oh, that's precious.
Yeah.
What are you most proud of in your career to date?
I am proud of getting dancers here in the city to stay with me for all of this time. And then the body of work, because trying to get this concert together, we were going through so much material that we could not believe we had done so much over the years.
Now, are you still dancing today?
Yes, I am. I will be dancing until one of my friends say, oh no, Miss Lula, you have to get off the stage now.
So what can we look forward to in this 25th anniversary concert?
Well, it will be a collaboration of dances through the years. We're also inviting friends that have worked with us in the past. We have a great piece to lift every voice and sing. That arrangement will surprise everyone. There's a lot of drumming. There's a lot of sort of hip-hop music, although it was done at a time that nobody would imagine that you can do this with that song. I think it's one of our really, really great pieces that we've put into the show. And we've also matched that up with Ellis Marsalis' Friendship, his composition, and along with Moses Hogan's composition, I'll Make a Difference. So it's a suite that comes all together under those three titles that will be very exciting to see. And our next part of the show has to do with all of our New Orleans artists. So when we mix Irvin Mayfield's music together, along with Alan Toussaint and the Dirty Dozen Band, which is a different thing for our company also, to have those three pieces of music along together. So we're going to have a part of our show that's called Laissez le bon temps rouler, Nouvelle Orléans, which is all of our New Orleans music. So we have an inspirational part of the program. We also have a section of the program that have to deal with social issues. And then we have a section that's about love, which we call Love It or Leave Me. And then we have our good time, you know, really happy, joyous music.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And here's to many more years of dance.
Oh, yes. On with the dance.
The Lula Elzey New Orleans Dance Theater presents On With the Dance Thursday and Friday at the People's Health New Orleans Jazz Market, 1436 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, 7:30 p.m. That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts.